بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتى المقبرة فقال: السلام عليكم دار قوم مؤمنين، وإنا إن شاء الله بكم لاحقون، وددت أنا قد رأينا إخواننا. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم went to the graveyard, to the قبرستان, and he greeted the people, the inmates of the Qabristan. Peace be upon you, O abode of believers. If Allah wills, we shall join you. And then Rasulullah said, I wish we had seen our brothers. قَالُوا أَوَلَسْنَا إِخْوَانَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in who were present there, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are we not your brothers, O Messenger of Allah? قال أنتم أصحابي وإخواننا الذين لم يأتوا بعد. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that you are my Sahaba, my companions. Our brothers are those who have not come as yet. In other words, this refers to us, inshaAllah. We were not the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. But Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in this hadith, out of his mercy for us, regarded us to be his brothers. So he said, وإخواننا الذين لم يأتوا بعد. Our brothers are those who have not come as yet. قالوا كيف تعرف من لم يأتي بعد من أمتك يا رسول الله. The Sahaba asked, يا رسول الله, how will you recognize those people from your ummah who have not come as yet? How will you recognize them when they will come after your demise? فقال أرأيت لو أن رجلا له خير غر محجلة بين ظهري خير دهم بهم ألا يعرف خيله؟ قالوا بلى يا رسول الله. قال فإنهم يأتون غرا محجرين من الوضوء وأنا فرطهم على الحوض. رواه مسلم. Rasulullah gives them an example. He says, tell me, if there is a person who has a horse and this horse is amidst pitch black horses, but his particular horse has a white mark on its forehead and some white marks around its hooves. In other words, all the horses are black. His horse is also black, but there's an outstanding feature and trait on his horse, that there is some whiteness on the forehead of this horse, and there's whiteness around the hooves of this horse. And all the remaining horses are all black. أَلَا يَعْرِفُ خَيْلَهُ. Will he not then recognize his horse? قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Sahaba said, yes, indeed. This person will make out his horse, he'll recognize his horse, because his horse got these extra trait and characteristics on it, the whiteness on the forehead, the whiteness around the hooves. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that my ummah will come, and they will come just like that, they will have whiteness on their forehead. In other words, their forehead will shine, and there'll be noor on their limbs, wherever they made wudu. So wherever the wudu water reach, when they made wudu, on their foreheads, and their hands, and their feet, like that, I will recognize my ummah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَأَنَا فَرَطُهُمْ عَلَى الْحَوْضِ. I will precede them on the Hawd, the Kothar. I will be there before them. And this we can see the passion Rasulullah had for his ummah, the worry and concern, the love for his ummah, that he is already there waiting, awaiting the arrival for his ummah to come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the Hawd, the Kothar water. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Rasulullah be happy with us on the day of Qiyamah, and he recognizes us with the effects of wudu. So this chapter in Riyadh al-Salihin, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brought this hadith to show the effects of the wudu water, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recognize us because Allah will make this nur and whiteness and will shine on the day of Qiyamah. There are people who will be deprived of the Hawd al-Kawthar, as mentioned in many ahadith, many riwayat. Those who became renegades after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they became murtad, they left Islam, then they will be chased away from the Hawd al-Kawthar. There are those who are innovators in deen, who bring about bid'at, they will also be chased away from the Hawd al-Kawthar. May Allah let not that happen to us. May Allah grant us the Hawd al-Kawthar. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhiru da'wah. Alhamdulillah.